Well, hello. I want to talk a little bit about blood pressure on account of I actually had high blood pressure recently. I got it from my mom. She always had high blood pressure and she was treated for it with meds. So you can inherit propensity genetically for high blood pressure, which I did. And so there's some people that say, yeah, that's not a problem because, you know, your physiology is adapted for it with your genetics. So you're just going to run a little bit higher. But I thought to myself, why not just try to bring it down anyways? And a couple months ago, it was starting to creep up just because of stress and things. This was taken on February 12th, which is a little more than 2 months ago. And as you can see, that's higher than I want it to be. Can you see it? Can you see it? 157 over 100 is high enough that an MD would put me on blood pressure meds.
How about new?
This is a pet peeve of mine, is MDs do that a lot with just one reading, where most people are high in the doctor's office anyways. And I was higher than this when I would go to the doctor. But I don't go to MDs. I go to NDs, naturopathic doctors. So I talked to my doctor about it, and she said, yeah, it's not good to be that high, even if you are genetically predisposed to it and are adapted to it, because, you know, the little micro blood vessels can take some stress and damage, and, you know, in the brain and the kidneys and stuff. And mom did pass from Alzheimer's. So I'm doing everything possible to avoid Alzheimer's because it is avoidable, even if it is in your genetic code. Doesn't mean you have to get it. So I asked her, all right, well, I know what to do, but let's compare notes. You know, I'm a biohacker, so I've studied this, and I just wasn't doing some of the stuff because I wasn't putting enough time and energy into it. And so she suggested that I take some supplements for stress management. She put me on this one. And can you see it? Can you see it? And this is a stress hormone stabilizer, the adrenal system and all that. And then she put me on this one also. Can you see it? Can you see it? And then I also switched off salt and onto potassium. Here's a brand. Can you see it? This is the garlic flavor, but they also have the plain and other flavors. And it's pretty good. It kind of tastes like salt, but you're getting tons of potassium. And she also put me on these tablets. They're chewable. And I already had this stuff, Cardio Miracle. Can you see it? This and this are designed to increase your natural nitric oxide production. So it makes your body make more nitric oxide, which is a blood vessel relaxer. So I just threw the kitchen sink in on it, and I just did all that stuff at once. And then what I was gonna do, you know, as a biohacker, is start to back one out at a time. And so I'm still taking all of these and using this for salt, but I cut back on this. So this is the first thing I've taken out, and I'm still doing this for nitric oxide. And my blood pressure 2 months later is that I just took this 10 minutes ago. So pretty drastic results, more than a medicine would do. I didn't have to take that medicine because blood pressure medicines always have nasty side effects. And most medicines do. So there are some, you know, like low-dose naltrexone and ivermectin, that hardly have any side effects at all. But most medicines have side effects, and I didn't want to have to deal with that. So I wanted to do it another way, and this is certainly working. The other things that are really important are exercise, again, for nitric oxide production, and high-intensity exercise is even better, the best kind, as opposed to long-duration cardio, which if it's long enough can actually even work against you. And if it's a cortisol issue and a stress issue causing the blood pressure, it can even make that worse. But that's really long duration exercise, like a marathoner. But even if it's just walking around the block, that's a good start. And then of course, meditation, stress reduction stuff, which I didn't do much of because I wanted to see the supplement stuff first. But I just wanted to put this out there in case it might help people get off meds or prevent going on meds. However, having said all that, if it's an emergency and your doctor says, no, you just got to get on this right now because you're going to have a stroke or something, then do it. But then see if you can also take it down. Of course, working with your doctor on all this stuff, because some people that get on blood pressure medicine and then start this stuff can get too low, can drop too low, and that's bad too. So you gotta watch it, and you get your own home measurement device like I have, and take it often. And it's a commitment. So it's not a really big deal to take supplements and take your blood pressure a few times a day. And then the other thing I wanted to explain is how to take your blood pressure. The best way to do it is to sit down and sit there for 5 minutes before you even hook up. And then put it on your arm. It's always an arm cuff. The wrist blood pressure monitors aren't very accurate. They're great for, you know, if you're on the go and you're traveling and stuff, because it gives you a good ballpark. But if you want accuracy, you want to go with the arm cuff. And I like the auto inflate style, so I'm not, you know, working, getting my blood pressure up, trying to get that thing pumped up. So after 5 minutes, you put it on, you take your measurement, and your arm, it needs to be high enough so the cuff is the same height as your heart. My heart is right here. So if I want the cuff to be the same height as my heart, I don't want it to be down here like you do at the doctor's office. I want it to be out like this. So I have a little block that I sit on the couch. The arm isn't high enough, so I have a little yoga block that I put my arm on while I'm measuring, and then it's a lot more accurate. Bottom line, high blood pressure can be damaging, and it can be a problem, even if you're genetically predispositioned towards having high blood pressure. But in any case, when you go to the doctor's office, don't let them take it wrong. Make sure that they give you enough time to sit there for 5 minutes. And then when they take it, don't let them take it with your arms like this. Somehow get them to bump it up, because this could be a difference of 5 points. If that puts you over their threshold for blood pressure medicine, then now you're taking blood pressure medicine from one reading in a doctor's office when it's high anyways. It should be malpractice when they do that. What a doctor should say is, oh, look at that. Right now, at this point, it looks a little high. So here's a prescription for a blood pressure, my favorite blood pressure monitor for you to use at home. And then at home, here's when you need to take it. Here's how you need to take it. And then after 2 weeks, give me all your numbers and then we'll talk about it. That's how it should be done. 9 times out of 10, it's not done that way. So if your doctor wants to put you on blood pressure medicine from one reading, unless it's really high and it's a medical emergency, then blood pressure medicine is great for starters. But even if you do end up being on blood pressure medicine, your goal should be to get off it. So that's the bottom line, and this is how I helped with mine. And I'm not recommending you do what I do, but I'm just telling my story. And the most important thing is go to a qualified medical professional. My favorite doctors are naturopaths, especially the doctors that specialize in functional medicine, because they're going to look at the cause of this. They're not going to look at a medicine as a cure, because it isn't. Medicine is rarely a cure. 99 times out of 100, it's just a treatment of symptoms. And that's not a solution, but the functional medicine doctors will look for a solution to the underlying problem. Make sure that you get good qualified medical advice and then follow it, but also question it. Even a good ND functional medical doctor is going to be wrong sometimes. So don't just say okay and just do whatever they say. Ask why a lot, even if it irritates them, and then do your own research, because your doctor is not in control of you or your health, no matter who they are. You are. You get to make your own decisions, and they should be informed, and your doctor should be your assistant in those decisions. But the final decision is up to you. And frankly, it's so much up to you that you actually shouldn't believe anybody. Don't believe me. Don't believe your doctor. We're all consultants that have input, and it's our own opinion, and it could be wrong. It's really smart to get more than one opinion. Second and third opinions are great, but mostly do your own research and find your own truth.
And that's all I have to say about that.